And we're live.
We're live.
What's up, everybody? Tucker and the Beard. Back again. Doing another movie review.
Another movie review.
Yeah. So
it seems kind of frequent that we do this.
Yeah. It's almost like it's on a regular metered schedule.
Yes.
Strange.
Yes.
No, we went and saw...
Well, we
individually.
Individually, sort of.
I went with my wife.
And I went with my wife.
Yeah. So yesterday was the Beard's birthday. So my wife and I went out on a little dinner and a movie date.
Yes. Even though I said it numerous times, but happy birthday.
Thank you. And then you went.
I went today with my wife.
With your wife.
So and had a little day date while the kids were at school.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a good time.
It's good. Good to get away every now and again. Good time. We went and saw Robin Hood.
Yes.
The newest retelling of a very old tale.
Yes. It's about that time in, you know, the matter of, it's been a couple years.
Yeah.
So
when was the last Robin Hood movie?
It was, I think, like 4 years ago or something.
Was
like
it?
That. It was that Russell Crowe.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's every once in a while.
Listen, the only one. There's only, in my book, there's only two that matter.
I know where you're going to go with this.
Disney.
Okay.
Costner.
Really?
Yeah.
I am actually surprised by that because I'm a big fan of the Costner
version of it. It's the one that we need and the one that we deserve right now.
Right. Very true. Well, as you know, my wife and I always jokingly say that it's like, you know, you feel that movie. You know, we were, you know, kids when that movie came out. That was the standard.
Listen, a friend of mine and I, he plays the piano. Shout out to Stephen Clayton.
What's up, Stephen?
From the old school days, but he and I performed the theme song from Prince of Thieves in a talent show. He played the piano and I sang.
Fantastic, Bryan Adams.
Yeah, man.
Everything
We didn't have the wicked cool guitar solo because it was just a piano arrangement. But
right. But everything down to the soundtrack of that movie was.
Oh.
Excellent. Fantastic movie.
It is the standard at which I hold all live action Robin Hood movies to.
I will disclose, I'm sorry, Russell Crowe. I have not seen that version because...
Me neither.
Literally, I had better things to do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what other excuse of just I didn't feel like it.
Yeah, I don't think we should. I don't think it's necessary for us to like launch into a full synopsis of a Robin Hood film.
Right.
But I will say that this one was told through a different lens.
Yes.
You know, typically, you know, when we see Robin Hood, he's already moved into the forest.
With his
band of merry men.
Yes, into Sherwood Forest with the merry men fighting the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Yeah, and this is almost an odd prequel.
It is.
To the typical telling of a Robin Hood tale.
And I have
Spoilers ahead.
Yeah, and I have
always.
To say this. For the reason we chose this film in the first place, I have to kind of embarrass sort of my wife for a second.
Yeah. Hey, Sheila.
Hi, Shayla. Yes, she is watching. Hi. One of her top three movie boyfriends happened to be in this movie.
Okay.
So she had been wanting to watch this movie.
And who is that?
His name is Jamie Dornan.
Okay.
Who played Will Scarlet.
Okay. Okay.
And disclosing everything that he has been in the past, but she recently watched him in a Netflix show, The Fall.
Okay.
Which I kind of caught. She watched the whole entire thing.
All right.
Like, she got in.
She was hooked.
She was devoted.
Okay.
I watched a little bit, and it was actually a pretty cool show. But she was the one that's like, hey, just to let you know, we're going to go watch this movie, so you guys are going to review this movie. So that's, you know, when I'm like, hey.
So what we're counting that on as is
our secret
a suggestion
producer.
Yeah. From the audience.
Yeah, exactly.
Which we always welcome if there's a movie that you think we should see.
Oh,
you
definitely.
Know, send us a message. Let us know. Yeah. We'll take it under consideration. Yeah. Less consideration than if our wives tell us to go see a movie.
Right. It's like, hey,
but still, we'll consider it.
We're going to go see this movie.
Yeah.
You just might as well review it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I do what I'm told.
But so the thing that's always drawn me to Robin Hood, I think I have a little bit of a, not a little bit, yeah, full disclosure, I'm a borderline anarchist.
Okay.
It's just who I am.
You want to see my shocked face?
Yeah. Have one conversation with me out, right. You know, in the real world, and you'll learn pretty quickly that, yeah, you know. And so I've always appreciated the character that is Robin Hood. And not because he steals from the rich and gives to the poor, but because he's all about taking down the government. Because really, that's right, who he's stealing from. He's not stealing from the rich. He's stealing from the corrupt government, right, and giving the people their money back from the taxes that were stolen from them.
Correct.
So, to me, that's always been something that I've found intriguing.
Okay.
And this movie took the political levels to all-time highs.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was pretty extreme in this
right down room to the Antifa costumes that some of the people were wearing throughout the film.
Right.
There was heavy parallels to some of that. And, you know, not that we want to get political here in this particular space, but if you didn't draw some parallels to some headlines in this film, either you just haven't been paying attention,
right,
or you're willfully ignorant to things that are happening around us today. Is kind of that's the statement that I'll make.
Right. Okay.
I'll come right out and say it in the flying in the face of almost every other review I've seen of this film. I liked it. I had fun.
I
had fun.
See, we. Disclosure, we did not discuss.
No, we had no show prep. We had nothing. It was just, hey, I'm going to go see the movie on Monday. You are actually planning on seeing it on Sunday afternoon.
I was.
Which just plans didn't work changed out for me.
Right.
And so I was like, well, we'll see it at different times. So I haven't seen you today.
I know.
I saw your car in a parking lot, and you saw my car in a parking lot, and we both commented on it. But but other than that, we've not discussed our feelings about this film
right
with each other until right now,
right this second. And I told you right before, you know, we pushed record, so to speak, that you might be surprised by my outcome because I've seen other reviews that literally tear this movie apart.
Oh man! Now, was this movie, would it have been better suited for, you know, the summer action season?
Oh, I think it would have done 100%.
Yeah. I think it would have had a completely different reception. Unfortunately, it just didn't have the cast to pull off summer blockbuster weight.
No, and there wasn't.
And that's not to say that the cast was bad. It just didn't have. I recognized one name in the credits.
Okay.
As somebody who's been in a lot of things.
Which is?
Jamie Foxx.
Okay. I was going to say,
who plays Little John.
Right, which was a cool twist that we'll kind of talk. Yeah, okay.
We'll jump into that, but.
Yeah, no, I.
It just didn't have a heavyweight cast to pull off a big blockbuster summer release.
No, and there's essentially three, four people that I knew of. I'm not saying blockbuster cast, I'm just saying, which was Jamie Foxx, Taron Egerton, the guy, I'm drawing a blank on his name, that plays the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Yeah, he's one of those guys who's been in a lot of things, and you recognize him,
right?
But you can't ever.
Well, he was the.
Can't ever say who he is.
No, he was. You know? I kept on going. He's the bad guy in Ready Player One.
Yes, yeah, that was the only other thing that I recognized him from. I was like, oh, he was in Ready Player One.
Right, and then of course, Jamie Dornan.
Yeah,
which is the reason, essentially. He's only
Netflix famous though.
He is not. The other more famous movie that you would probably know him from, which is 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, never seen it.
There you go. Not saying that's the complete reason, but it doesn't hurt. With those four people then, although movies. The lady that played Marion, not Maid Marion, But Marion.
Very interesting. That was a different twist on the story, of course. Yes. And we'll jump into that.
There's a lot of twists. But that's actually Bono's daughter.
I did know that. I knew it after I watched the movie because
you start. I was like,
have I seen her in anything?
Right.
No.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her anything. That the guy who played Robin Hood was in.
You haven't
seen
Kingsman?
I haven't.
God, get out of here.
Okay.
I'm just no, but kind of going to it. I actually enjoyed it. I did.
It was a fun movie. It was what you would expect if Robin Hood had been a summer blockbuster.
Yeah, I think
there's lots of interesting special effects, and
yeah,
I had fun watching the movie. The story was well told, in my opinion. And again, it plays out as more of a prequel to the Robin Hood stories that you're familiar with seeing, with a very large exception. And that is that in every other Robin Hood story, we have the character of Maid Marian, who is the object of Robin's desire.
Right. That's a similar story.
He's already an outlaw.
When they were younger and they were in love. And
yeah.
So it's similar.
But a little different.
Different.
Because she never, in the other tales, doesn't ever join him.
She's never poor.
Before. Yeah, she's never poor. And she never joins Robin before he's an outlaw.
Right.
She kind of helped form the insurgency.
Right. Where she's like, hey, we're going
to... Not kind of. She was an integral part of forming the insurgency against the sheriff.
Well, he does that one funny line where he's like, I always imagined us just sitting at the house not doing anything.
Yeah.
Not leading a rebellion or whatever. And she's like, well...
here we are.
Here we are. Yeah. So, actually really, really enjoyed it. It was a good little popcorn flick.
Yeah.
Which
is like just not something you're accustomed to seeing.
No, a lot of cool twists for someone like me that's a big, you know, Prince of Thieves, Kevin Costner fan, where there's characters, but they did little tweaks on it. The first one being the Jamie Foxx character, and I don't know Morgan Freeman's character's name from Prince of Thieves, but that character.
Yeah.
They combined that one and Little John.
Yeah.
Essentially what had happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, oh, it's that character, and then he gave his very long name. Yeah. Because I didn't... English, it's John.
It's just John.
So they combine those two characters, which I thought was just a cool little twist. It's like, hey, if anybody can pull off two characters,
it's Jamie Foxx.
I thought
his portrayal was kind of good.
Yeah,
it worked really well.
Yeah, kind of believable with, you know, because he kind of joins in on the thing of his son dying. And
yeah. So, I mean, in this one, you know, Robin is a member of the King's army.
Right.
And
gets drafted.
He gets drafted. He gets drafted and goes to fight in the Crusades. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was, a very hashtag woke portrayal of the things that were going on in that particular period in time,
right?
Which were terrible. Yeah. You know, I mean, it went back and forth between the Catholics and the Muslim faith, kind of all trying to convert each other or kill the other,
right?
You know, and that was kind of the theme of the day. The Catholic Church would go on a crusade, and the Muslims would go on a jihad, and they would all kill each other, and some people would convert, and then there were some people who didn't, and those people were executed. And it was a holy war after holy war after holy war.
Right.
And so this kind of portrayed that in just a very, very clear, you know,
right,
point, from a clear point of view, in my opinion. Even to the point where, you know, we find that the sheriff has colluded with the Muslim clerics to allow the English army to be defeated.
Right.
So that he could overthrow the king alongside the cardinal from the Catholic Church.
Correct.
You know, so it was very, it was an interesting method to portray a pretty dark part in human history.
Right. And they spent a little bit of time on it, but it was kind of putting Robin Hood or Robin of Locksley into, like, he didn't want to be there. He didn't, you know.
No, and he was drafted.
He was wanted to get back home to Marion, and it was total 4 years.
Yeah, he was gone for 4 years, and yeah, it was to go biblical a little bit. There were some striking similarities to the story of David in the Bible, where he was sent away. He was drafted by the sheriff to go fight in the army. And then, man, as soon as he was gone, the sheriff takes, you know, Robin of Locksley was a lord. So he had a large manor and a lot of land, and he had, you know, livestock, and he had riches. And it didn't take the sheriff very long after he was gone to just take everything that Robin owned.
Right. The sheriff declared him dead.
Yeah, declared him dead and took all his stuff.
Yeah, and kicked Marion to the curb, who was watching over the house while Robin was gone, waiting for him to come back.
Yeah, it was a very clear portrayal of the fact that taxation is theft. So,
and here we go.
But
into the episode of the beer
and here talks. We go. But that's how they drew it out. It was interesting. It was poignant. It kind of gave me a little rise when I was like, that's son of a... I was like, dang you, Sheriff of Nottingham.
I know, right? And he was just a bad dude that wanted power, wanted to overthrow the king.
Yeah. So. Yeah, he was, he thought he had a better idea of how to run everything,
right?
You know, as most tyrants do. And then, you know, Robin comes back and no one knows he's even alive.
Right. And
including Marion, who's
moved on.
Yeah. Because that's sort what you do a couple of years
for
after.
Like 10 minutes.
Well, you know, listen. Your boyfriend goes off to war. And then, again, in the movie, it didn't seem like they had been together all that long. You know, before Robin was drafted into the army. They didn't say specifically, but they also didn't mention... Yeah, there was no definition of the relationship. We're led to believe that they were not married, because had they been married, then Robin, based on the laws of the day, mm-hmm. you know, so again, if we're attempting to be somewhat historically accurate, his assets would have been transferred to his wife.
Right.
And since he had no wife, that's what gave the sheriff an opportunity to seize his assets upon his quote-unquote death.
Right.
So we're led to believe that they weren't married. We don't know if they were even dating for all that long before he gets drafted and sent off to war.
Right. But she's supposed to wait for him.
Yeah.
But my confusion came in. It was one of my only, like, holes, if you will, of the story, is because she moves on and is now with Will Scarlet.
Yeah.
Played by Jamie Dornan. We don't know what their relationship and how long they've been together. We know they're
living. Yeah, we know it's together. Been less than 2 years.
Right.
But, you know, so we don't, yeah, long enough to, in medieval times, live together outside of wedlock.
Right.
Right, which, by the way, in Catholic-controlled societies, was still punishable by death at the time.
So they could, even though they never said anything, they could have been married.
They could have been married.
In this.
And she could have been married to Robin, but then again, that's a different plot hole.
Yeah, I don't think that they were married.
I don't think that they were.
I don't think her and Robin were married because...
I wasn't looking, but I never saw a ring either.
Yeah.
So
I was looking. No, I wasn't.
I didn't notice a ring in the... The terms husband and wife were never thrown around,
right?
In regards to either relationship, and so let's be honest, Will Scarlet was your typical, you know, this is what I see as a common portrayal of what I call a slacktivist.
Okay, definition. Okay?
Someone who is an awful lot of talk, but then when it comes time to get one's hands dirty. Is a total wuss bag.
Oh, 100%.
And that was Will Scarlet in this movie.
Correct.
He was just, You know, he talked a big game, and he would shout down his opponents. But then, like, if you got to do some work, he's like, hey, maybe we should just keep talking.
Yeah.
Can we just talk instead of doing a thing?
Because it's really not that bad.
He's like, listen, this extreme poverty and drastic oppression of me and all the people around, it's not that bad.
Yeah. I mean,
we can still work this out, guys.
Yeah.
I know the sheriff took literally all of our stuff, kicked us out of our homes, and now is forcing us to work in a mine. But I think we can work it out.
Right.
And so, of course, when Robin comes back and he's like, nah, I think we just kill everybody and take it back.
Yeah.
Listen, was Marion really going to choose in that scenario?
Right. There is a short-lived, like, love triangle.
Very short.
Very short-lived because boyfriend's back.
Yeah. Like, ooh, and Robin's back.
Yeah. And they all called him Rob.
Yeah, I didn't appreciate that. For some reason, I had a hard time with Robin Hood being called Rob.
Right, but not one time in the movie was he called Robin Hood.
No, he was either called Robin, or Robin the Hood.
Or Robin of Locksley, yeah.
Yeah, or Robin of Locksley.
Or the Hood. It became the Hood, which was very superhero.
Yeah, it reminded me of like people wearing Guy Fawkes masks and, you know, Che Guevara t-shirts and, you know, that kind of thing. He became a symbol.
Right.
Even if the people didn't fully understand what that symbol meant.
Right.
They were just happy that somebody
was standing up.
Right. Was fighting against this oppressive government.
Right. And that was another little twist that it was never, oh, it's Robin Hood.
Yeah.
It's just the Hood.
The Hood.
He becomes the Hood. And classic movie, TV things of you put something over your face a little bit in a hood and no one knows who you are. Yeah,
it's completely...
Which I enjoyed because Marion at one point when she comes kind of face to face with him.
Man, did she look like Katana from Mortal Kombat in that first scene of the movie or what?
Yeah. That's what it was. Okay.
She's got this red veil.
Yeah.
You know, she just everything. I was like, I didn't know this was a Mortal Kombat movie.
I know. She's like, get over here.
Yeah, right?
But I actually enjoyed the part where she came face to face and she instantly called him out.
Yeah.
She's like, Rob? And he's like, how'd you know?
She's like,
you're expecting because I'm not an idiot?
Yeah, like, you know, it's kind of like Clark Kent. Superman.
Right.
Clark Kent.
Right.
Superman.
Right.
No one is fooled.
Right. But in classic TV and movies.
Yes.
Everyone is. Now, watching this movie, I will say this is going to sound quite the opposite of me saying that I did enjoy the movie. So the end result of this is that I did enjoy this movie, but it was one of those, I feel like I've seen this before.
Well, because it's...
And I've decided that they took a total of three movies, threw them in a blender.
Oh, yeah.
And called it a day.
Okay, what were the three movies?
So what I'm calling is The Mask of Zorro.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay, it's very similar. Mine.
Yeah. Just the mine. Okay, yeah, just I gotcha.
Taking over power. It's very, very close. I'm going to say The Dark Knight Saga.
In general. Okay.
With a splash of Knight's Tale with Heath Ledger. Because they did the clothes.
Yeah.
They tried to do modern.
Yeah, it was kind of modern medieval. The whole movie was like a steampunk cosplay.
Right.
In a lot of ways. Even down to the glass grenade bombs that they made.
Right.
Out of what I'm guessing was like homebrew nitroglycerin.
It's best not to ask.
Yeah.
But I mean,
lots of explosions for a medieval film,
right? And they say the very beginning of it, it's the Friar Tuck character saying, "This isn't the Robin Hood story that you're used to hearing, right?" And he's not incorrect.
Yeah,
it was darker, different.
He was darker. You know, it was interesting, and I had to go online and look when I got home last night to see. Because throughout the whole movie, I'm going, man, this really feels like it could be some sort of, you know, Frank Miller graphic novel version of Robin Hood that they adapted for the screen. It wasn't.
No.
But it had that feel to it. You know, it had a darker, grittier feel in general.
I almost wish they would have called the movie The Hood.
That, I think, would have been better.
Or just Hood.
Yeah.
Or something. Like, instead of taking it just Robin Hood or whatever, like, they could have...
Yeah. And so what's what I think is interesting, too, is they obviously set up for a sequel at the end of the movie.
I'm going to...
Shut your mouth.
No, I'm going to say yes.
Don't you look at me with that also,
smirk. Well, no. Because I was going to... Because I've been thinking about it. Because they really did set it up for a sequel if they wanted to.
And by
to.
Sequel, I mean the actual story of Robin Hood.
Right.
Minus... well, it can't be, really, because we all know that at the end of this...
And again,
spoiler alert one more time.
Him and Marion are together, and he's in the forest.
And they hung the Sheriff of Nottingham from the cathedral.
The first one.
The original sheriff.
Dun, dun, dun.
So now we have a new... There's a new sheriff in town. There's a new sheriff in Nottingham.
I'm so mad that I didn't think of that.
And so we'll just have to see how that plays out. But what I do know is that... Will Scarlet's brother is not King Richard.
No.
So there are has to differ in storyline from there, but we see at the end of the film Robin and all of his crew now.
Right. That are never defined as the Merry Men.
Because there's women. Yeah. Get woke, son.
It's 2018.
descending into hiding in the forest after they have just unleashed hell on...
Right.
On Nottingham. And I gotta speak out against the people of Nottingham real quick. Because I feel like by the end of this movie, anyone who stuck around deserves what they get.
Oh yeah.
Because
there seemed to be all more people that stayed.
Yeah, all it took was this new dude going, No, the old sheriff was good.
Right.
Robin's still bad.
Right.
I'm the new sheriff.
Yeah, I'm the new sheriff.
You know.
Which, spoiler, is...
Will Scarlet.
Will Scarlet becomes the new sheriff of Nottingham. And the way that they set it up, it could be a sequel. Or it just kind of, like we've said,
I think they wanted to set it up for a sequel.
I think that they easily could, but I'm saying that it's... You, in that moment, go, oh, it could be a prequel. The rest of the story. They kind of set it up, or it's because you kind of can fill in the blank of the story.
Yeah, you can kind of move on from there.
You can,
now, I can say this with some relative assurity, just kind of having a mild understanding of how Hollywood in general works. Mm-hmm. There's not going to be a sequel.
No.
And here's why.
I'm okay with it, though.
Yeah, I'm fine with it, too. Unfortunately, for whatever reason, it's been a pretty big financial bomb.
Right.
For the studio. And so just knowing a little bit about how Hollywood tends to work, even if they have a sequel written, the chances of it getting made when they've already lost about $70 million on the film is pretty slim. Which does actually make me a little sad because I would go see a sequel to this.
I would definitely go see a sequel.
I would go see the next chapter.
I know my wife would drag me to go see the next movie.
Now,
and I feel bad for her.
Because now
it's a bigger...
He's got an even bigger part.
He's
missing half of his face, but he's got a bigger part.
He sees Marion and Rob.
Yeah. Making out
in the middle of a battle. When I'm like, dude, you got stuff to do.
Yeah. Hey, she was distracting him from the pain of her about to rip an arrow out of his chest.
I forgot about that.
Smart lady.
Okay.
Did it work?
It worked.
There we go.
It was good.
So, yeah. But... my overall feeling on the movie, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it as well. It was, again, really good popcorn flick, and it was...
I would say as far as like a rating, I'm somewhere between go see it and go rent it.
Yeah, I'd be... Like, you know what you're kind of getting yourself into, so I would agree with that rating. That's like, hey, if you got nothing to do, or like me, you want to go take your significant other to go see, you know, a movie and... Great.
Yeah.
Go watch it.
Yeah, absolutely. Or if you're just a big fan of
movies.
The Robin Hood story in general, or
and
you want know,
to see a different version of it.
You're tired of the what's the word I'm looking for? You know, the award season stuff.
Right.
That happens to show up in theaters. Because this is what my wife and I were talking about last night on the drive home was it was this movie got stuck in between award season stuff and the typical family drivel that we're subjected to during the holiday season.
Right. There was
and
a,
it didn't really fit.
Yeah, there's a lot of big movies coming kind of out right now. And it got thrown in there, unfortunately.
Yeah. And so, and again, it's just not in the same genre.
No.
This kind of over-the-top action film, it just doesn't play in the fall.
No.
Typically.
Yeah.
And so I think it was kind of injured due to that.
Right. I think if it would have been in the summer or sometime
frankly,
later,
I think it would have done better and made more money better. had they done an online licensing deal versus going to theater with it.
Yeah.
Just because of when it released. Again, it didn't really have the big guns to, you know, pun marginally intended, to be a summer blockbuster.
Right.
But it was that kind of movie.
Right, and I think there
were so many big names in the theaters over the summer this year, and the ante's only getting higher. I mean,
right. It's going to be the Marvel movies coming out this summer.
There's already like 10 movies coming out next year.
Right.
That I have to see.
Right.
So it was just, you know, kind of bad timing.
Yeah. I'm happy I went and watched it.
Yeah. I didn't feel like I wasted my time.
No.
I enjoyed the film. So, you know, it just comes down to, it depends on what you like.
Right.
You know, if Robin Hood is something that you enjoy, I'd recommend going and seeing it.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a fun action movie in the late fall,
it's right.
Go and see it.
Yeah, it's right there.
You know, but if that's not exactly your cup of tea, definitely rent it. It's a Redbox, no doubt.
It's definitely a rental at the end of the day, you know, whatever. Yeah. But yeah, if you've been wondering about it and want to just go see a fun little action flick,
check it out.
Do it.
Try it out.
There you go.
Try it out.
So, cool.
Cool, man. Well, it's been
fun.
I'm glad I saw it.
I'm
glad I saw you.
Saw you too.
So, until next time, he's Tucker.
He's Beard.
And we will see you. Peace.
I was trying to.
And we're live.
We're live.
What's up, everybody? Tucker and the Beard back again. Doing another movie review. Yeah. So what?
It seems kind of frequent that we do this.
Yeah. It's almost like it's on incredible. A regular metered schedule.
Yes.
Strange.
Yes.
No, we went and saw.
Well, we
individually.
Individually, sort of.
I went with my wife.
And I went with my wife.
Yeah. So yesterday was the Beard's birthday. So I my wife and I went out on a little dinner and a movie date.
Yes. I said it numerous times, but happy birthday.
Thank you. And then you went.
I went today with my
wife. With your wife.
So, and had a little day date while the kids were at school.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a good time.
It's good to get away every now and again. But we went and saw Robin Hood.
Yes.
The newest retelling of a very old tale.
Yes, it's about that time in, you know, a matter of, it's been a couple years.
Yeah.
So
when was the last Robin Hood movie?
It was, I think, like 4 years ago or something.
Was it?
It was at Russell Crowe.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that one.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's every once in a while.
Listen, the only there's only in my book, there's only two that matter.
I know where you're going to go with this.
Disney.
Okay.
Costner.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised by that because I'm a big fan of the Costner.
It's the one that we need and the one that we deserve right now.
Right. Very true. But, you know, feel that movie. You know, we were, you know, kids when that movie.
Yeah.
That was the standard.
Listen, a friend of mine and I, he plays the piano. Shout out to Stephen Clayton from the old school days, but he and I performed the theme song from Prince of Thieves in a talent show. He played the piano and I sang.
Right. Bryan Adams.
Yeah, man. We didn't have the wicked cool guitar solo because it was just a piano arrangement, but.
But everything down to the soundtrack of that movie was.
Oh.
Excellent.
Fantastic yeah. movie. It so, is the standard at which I hold all live action Robin Hood movies to.
I will disclose. I'm sorry, Russell Crowe. I have not seen that version because.
Me neither.
Literally, I had better things to do.
Yeah.
I don't know what other excuse of just I didn't feel like it.
Yeah, I don't think we should. I don't think it's necessary for us to like launch into a full synopsis of a Robin Hood film.
Right.
But I will say that this one was told through a different lens.
Yes.
You know, typically, you know, when we see Robin Hood, he's already moved into the forest.
With his
band of merry men.
Yes, Sherwood Forest with the merry men fighting the sheriff of Nottingham.
Yeah, and this is almost an odd prequel.
It is
to the typical telling of a Robin Hood tale. Spoilers ahead.
Yeah, and I have always to say this for the reason we chose this film in the first place. I have to kind of embarrass sort of my wife for a second.
Yeah. Hey, Shayla.
Hi, Shayla. Yes, she is watching. Hi. One of her top three movie boyfriends happened to be in this movie.
Okay.
So she had been wanting to watch
this movie. And who is that?
His name is Jamie Dornan.
Okay.
Who played Will Scarlet.
Okay.
And disclosing everything that he has been in the past, but she recently watched him in a Netflix show, The Fall.
Okay.
She watched the whole entire
movie. All right.
But she got in.
She was hooked.
She was devoted.
Okay.
I watched a little bit. It was actually a pretty cool show. But she was the one that's like, hey, just to let you know, we're going to go watch this movie. So you guys are going to review this movie. So that's, you know, when I'm like. Hey.
So what we're counting that on as is. A suggestion from the audience.
Yeah, exactly.
Which we always welcome. If there's a movie that you think we should see, send us a message. Let us know. We'll take it under consideration. Less consideration than if our wives tell us to go see a movie. Yeah,
it's like, hey,
but still, we'll consider it.
We're going to go see this movie.
Yeah.
You just might as well review it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I do what I'm told.
But, So the thing that's always drawn me to Robin Hood, I think I have a little bit of a, not a little bit, yeah. Full disclosure, I'm a borderline anarchist.
Okay.
It's just who I am.
You want to see my shocked face?
Yeah. have one conversation with me, out in the real world, and you'll learn pretty quickly that and so I've always appreciated the character that is Robin Hood. And not because he steals from the rich and gives to the poor, but because he's all about taking down the government. Because really that's who he's stealing from. He's not stealing from the rich. He's stealing from the corrupt government and giving the people their money back from the taxes that were stolen from them.
Correct.
So to me, that's always been something that I've found intriguing.
Okay.
And this movie took the political levels to all-time highs.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was pretty extreme.
Right down to the Antifa costumes that some of the people were wearing throughout the film.
Right.
There was heavy parallels to some of that. And, you know, not that we want to get political here in this particular space, but if you didn't draw some parallels to some headlines in this film, either you just haven't been paying attention,
right,
or you're willfully ignorant to things that are happening around us today. Is kind of that's the statement that I'll make.
Right. Okay.
I'll come right out and say it in the flying in the face of almost every other review I've seen of this film. I liked it. I had fun.
I
had fun.
See, we... Disclosure, we did not discuss...
No, we had no show prep. We had nothing. It was just, hey, I'm going to go see the movie on Monday. You were actually planning on seeing it on Sunday afternoon.
I was.
Which just didn't work out for me.
Right.
And so I was like, well, we'll see it at different times. So I haven't seen you today.
I know.
I saw your car in a parking lot, and you saw my car in a parking lot, and we both commented on it. But but other than that, we've not discussed our feelings about this film with each other until right now.
Right this second. And I told you right before, you know, we pushed record, so to speak, that you might be surprised by my outcome because I've seen other reviews that literally tear this movie apart.
Oh, man. Now, was this movie, would it have been better suited for, you know, the summer action season?
Oh, I think it would have
done 100%. I think it would have had a completely different reception. Unfortunately, it just didn't have the cast to pull off summer blockbuster weight.
No.
And that's not to say that the cast was bad. It just didn't have... I recognized one name in the credits as somebody who's been in a lot of things.
Which is?
Jamie Foxx.
Okay.
Plays Little John.
Right, which is a cool twist.
We'll jump into that, but...
Yeah, no, I...
it just didn't have a heavyweight cast to pull off a big blockbuster summer release.
No, and there's essentially three, four people that I knew of. I'm not saying blockbuster cast, I'm just saying, which was Jamie Foxx, Taron Egerton, the guy, I'm drawing a blank on his name, that plays the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Yeah, he's one of those guys who's been in a lot of things, and you recognize him.
Right.
But you can't ever, can't ever say who he is,
I kept on going, he's the bad guy in Ready Player One.
Yes, yeah, that was the only other thing that I recognized him from. I was like, oh, he was in Ready Player One.
Right, and then of course...
Yeah,
Which is the reason, essentially.
But he's only Netflix famous though.
He is not the other more famous movie that you would probably know him from, which is 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, never seen it.
There you go. Not saying that's the complete reason, but it does.
Sure. We've never seen those movies.
Lady that played Marion, not Maid Marion, but Marion.
Very interesting. That was a different twist on the story, of course, and we'll jump into that.
There's a lot of twists, but that's actually Bono's daughter.
I did know that. I knew it after I watched the movie because I was like, have I seen her in anything?
Right.
No.
Yeah.
I have not. I haven't seen anything that the guy who played Robin Hood was in.
Kingsman?
I haven't.
Get out of here.
Okay.
No, but kind of going to it, I actually enjoyed it.
I did. It was a fun movie. It was what you would expect if Robin Hood had been a summer blockbuster.
Yeah, I think
there's lots of interesting special effects, and
yeah,
I had fun watching the movie. The story was well told, in my opinion. And again, it plays out as more of a prequel to the Robin Hood stories that you're familiar with seeing, with a very large exception. And that is that in every other Robin Hood story, we have the character of Maid Marian, who is the object of Robin's desire.
Right. It's a similar story.
After he's already an outlaw.
When they were younger and they were in love. So it's similar.
But a little different.
Different.
Because she never, in the other tales, doesn't ever join him.
She's never poor.
Before. Yeah, she's never poor. And she never joins Robin before he's an outlaw.
Right.
And this, she kind of helped form the insurgency.
Right. She's like, hey, we're
not kind of. She was an integral part of forming the insurgency against the sheriff.
Well, he does that one funny line where he's like, I always imagined us just sitting at the house not doing anything.
Yeah.
Not leading a rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. And she's like, well,
here we are.
Here we are. Yeah. So, no, actually, really, really enjoyed it. It was a good little popcorn flick.
Yeah.
Which
is just not something you're accustomed to seeing in late November.
A lot of cool twists for someone like me that's a big, you know, Prince of Thieves,
Kevin
Costner fan, where there's
characters, but they did little tweaks on it. First one being the Jamie Foxx character. I don't know Morgan Freeman's character's name from Prince of Thieves, but that character.
Yeah.
They combined that one and Little John.
Yeah.
Essentially what had happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, oh, it's that character. And then he gave his very long
name. Yeah.
In English, it's John.
It's just John.
So they combined those two characters, which I thought was just a cool little twist. It's like, hey, if anybody can pull off two characters...
It's Jamie Foxx.
It's Jamie Foxx.
But I thought his portrayal was, it was kind of good.
Yeah.
It worked really well.
Yeah. Kind of believable with, you know, because he kind of joins in on the thing of his son dying. And...
Yeah. So, I mean, in this one, you know, Robin is a member of the King's Army.
Right.
And
he's drafted.
He gets drafted. He gets drafted and goes to fight in the Crusades. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was, a very hashtag woke portrayal of the things that were going on in that particular period in time,
right.
Which were terrible. Yeah. You know, I mean, it went back and forth between the Catholics and the Muslim faith, kind of all trying to convert each other or kill the other. You know, and that was kind of the theme of the day. The Catholic Church would go on a crusade, and the Muslims would go on a jihad, and they would all kill each other, and some people would convert, and then there were some people who didn't, and those people were executed. And it was a holy war after holy war after holy war. And so this kind of portrayed that in just a very, very clear, you know,
right.
Point, from a clear point of view, in my opinion, even to the point where, you know, we find that the sheriff has colluded with the Muslim clerics to allow the English army to be defeated,
right.
so that he could overthrow the king alongside the cardinal from the Catholic Church.
Correct.
You know, so it was very. It was an interesting method to portray a pretty dark part in human history.
Right, and they spent a little bit of time on it, but it was kind of putting Robin Hood, or Robin of Locksley, into, like, he didn't want to be there. He didn't, you know.
No, he was drafted.
He was wanted to get back home to Marion, and it was four years.
Yeah, he was gone for 4 years, and, yeah, it was... To go biblical a little bit, there were some striking similarities to the story of David in the Bible, where he was sent away, he was drafted by the sheriff to go fight in the army, and then man, as soon as he was gone, the sheriff takes, you know, Robin of Locksley was a lord, so he had a large manor and a lot of land, and he had, you know, livestock, and he had riches, and it didn't take the sheriff very long after he was gone to just take everything that Robin owned.
Right. The sheriff declared him dead.
Yeah, declared him dead and took all his stuff.
Yeah, and kicked Marion to the curb, who was watching over the house.
Yeah, which while Robin was gone, which really, for him to come back. Yeah, it was a very clear portrayal of the fact that taxation is theft. So,
and here we go.
But
into the episode of the beard.
And here toss. We go. But that's, I mean, that's how they drew it out. It was interesting. It was poignant. It kind of gave me a little rise when I was like, that's I was like, dang you, Sheriff of Nottingham.
And he was just a bad dude that wanted to
That he wanted power.
He wanted power, wanted to overthrow the king.
Yeah. You know, he was he thought he had a better idea of how to run everything, right. You know, as most tyrants do. And then, you know, Robin comes back and no one knows he's even alive.
Right. And
including Marion, who's
moved on.
Yeah. Because that's what you do a couple of years after.
Like 10 minutes.
Well, you know, listen.
I
your boyfriend goes off to war, And then, again, in the movie, it didn't seem like they had been together all that long, you know, before Robin was drafted into the army. They didn't say specifically, but they also didn't mention, there was no definition of the relationship. We're led to believe that they were not married, because had they been married, then Robin, based on the laws of the day, you know, so again, if we're attempting to be somewhat historically accurate, his assets would have been transferred to his wife.
Right.
And since he had no wife, that's what gave the sheriff an opportunity to seize his assets upon his quote-unquote death.
Right.
So we're led to believe that they weren't married. We don't know if they were even dating for all that long before he gets drafted and sent off to war.
Right. But she's supposed to wait for him.
Yeah.
But my confusion came in. It was one of my only, like, holes, if you will, of the story, is because she moves on and is now with Will Scarlet.
Yeah.
Played by Jamie Dornan. We don't know what their relationship and how long they've been together. We know they're...
Yeah, we know it's been less than 2 years.
Right.
But, you know, so we don't... Yeah, long enough to, in medieval times, live together outside of wedlock.
Right.
Right, which, by the way, in Catholic-controlled societies, was still punishable by death at the time.
So they could, even though they never said anything, they could have been married.
They could have been married.
In this.
And she could have been married to Robin, but then, again, that's a different plot hole.
Yeah, I don't think that they were married.
I don't think that they were.
I don't think her and Robin were married.
I wasn't looking, but I never saw a ring either.
Yeah.
So...
I didn't notice
a ring, and the terms husband and wife were never thrown around in regards to either relationship. And so let's be honest, Will Scarlet was your typical, you know, this is what I see as a common portrayal of what I call a slacktivist.
Okay.
Someone who is an awful lot of talk, but then when it comes time to get one's hands dirty... is a total wuss bag.
Oh.
100%. And that was Will Scarlet in this movie. He was just, you know, he talked a big game, and he would shout down his opponents, but then, like, if you got to do some work, he's like, maybe we should just keep talking?
Yeah,
can we just talk instead of doing a thing?
Cuz it's really not that bad.
Where Robin, yeah, he's like, listen, this extreme poverty and drastic oppression of me and all the people around, it's not that bad.
Yeah, I mean...
we can still work this out, guys.
Yeah.
I know the sheriff took literally all of our stuff, kicked us out of our homes, and now is forcing us to work in a mine, but I think we can work it out.
Right.
And so, of course, when Robin comes back and he's like, nah, I think we just kill everybody and take it back.
Yeah.
Listen... who was Marion really going to choose in that scenario?
Right. There is a short-lived, like, love triangle.
Very short.
Very short-lived because boyfriend's back.
Yeah. Like, ooh, and Robin's back.
Yeah. And they called him Rob.
Yeah, I didn't appreciate that. For some reason, I had a hard time with Robin Hood being called Rob.
Right, but not one time in the movie was he called Robin Hood.
No, he was either called Robin, or Robin. The Hood.
Or Robin of Locksley, yeah.
Yeah, or Robin of Locksley.
Or The Hood.
It
became The Hood, which was very superhero.
Yeah, it reminded me of, like, people wearing Guy Fawkes masks and, you know, Che Guevara t-shirts and, you know, that kind of thing. He became a symbol. Even if the people didn't fully understand what that symbol meant, they were just happy that somebody
was standing up,
was fighting against this oppressive government.
And that was another little twist that it was never, oh, it's Robin Hood.
Yeah.
It's just The Hood.
The Hood.
He becomes The Hood. And classic movie, TV things of you put something over your face a little bit, and no one knows who you are.
It's completely.
Which I enjoyed because Marion at one point when she comes kind of face to face with
him. Man, did she look like Katana from Mortal Kombat in that first scene of the movie or what?
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
She's got this red veil.
Yeah.
You know, she just everything. I was like, I didn't know this was a Mortal Kombat movie.
She's like, get over here.
Yeah, right?
But I actually enjoyed the part where she came face to face and she instantly called him out.
Yeah.
She's like, Rob? He's like, how'd you know?
Like
you're expecting because I'm not an idiot.
Yeah, you're like, you know, it's kind of like Clark Kent, Superman.
Right.
Clark Kent.
Right.
Superman.
Right.
No one is fooled.
Right, but in classic TV and movies.
Yes.
Now watching this movie, I will say, and this is going to sound quite the opposite of me saying that I did enjoy the movie. So the end result of this is that I did enjoy this movie, but it was one of those, I feel like I've seen this before.
Well, because it's...
And I've decided that they took a total of three movies, threw them in a blender.
Oh, yeah.
And called it a day.
Okay, what were the three movies?
So what I'm calling is The Mask of Zorro.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay, it's very similar to Mine.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. The Mine. Okay, yeah, I gotcha.
Taken over power. It's very, very close. I'm going to say the Dark Knight saga.
In general. Okay.
With a splash of Knight's Tale. With Heath Ledger.
Rest in peace.
Close.
Yeah.
It was very, they tried to do like
it was,
modern.
Yeah, it was kind of modern medieval. The whole movie was like a steampunk cosplay.
Right.
A lot of ways. Even down to the glass grenade bombs that they made.
Right.
Out of what I'm guessing was like homebrew nitroglycerin.
It's best not to ask.
Yeah.
But I mean,
lots of explosions for a medieval film.
Right, and they say the very beginning of it, it's the Friar Tuck character saying, "This isn't the Robin Hood story that you're
used to hearing."
Right, and he's not incorrect.
Yeah.
He's, darker, different.
He was darker. You know what? It was interesting, and I had to go online and look when I got home last night to see, because throughout the whole movie I'm going, man, this really feels like it could be some sort of, Frank Miller graphic novel version of Robin Hood that they adapted for the screen. It wasn't.
No.
But it had that feel to it. You know, it had a darker, grittier feel in general.
I almost wish they would have called the movie The Hood.
That, I think, would have been better.
Or just Hood.
Yeah.
Or something. Like, instead of taking it just Robin Hood or whatever, like, they could have...
Yeah. And so what I think is interesting, too, is they obviously set up for a sequel at the end of the movie. Your mouth.
No, I'm going to say yes.
Don't you look at me with that smirk.
Well, no, because I've been thinking about it, because they really did set it up for a sequel if they wanted.
And by sequel, I mean the actual story of Robin Hood.
Right.
Minus, well, it can't be, really, because we all know that at the end of this, and again, spoiler alert one more time.
Him and Marion are together, and in the forest.
And they hung the Sheriff of Nottingham from the cathedral. The original sheriff.
So
now we have there's a new sheriff in town. There's a new sheriff in Nottingham.
So bad that I didn't do that.
and so we'll just have to see how that plays out. But what I do know is that Will Scarlet's brother is not King Richard.
No.
So it has to differ in storyline from there, but we see at the end of the film Robin and all of his crew now.
Right. That are never defined as the Merry Men.
Because there's women. Get woke, son.
It's 2018.
descending into hiding in the forest after they have just unleashed hell on Nottingham. And I gotta speak out against the people of Nottingham real quick, because I feel like by the end of this movie, anyone who stuck around deserves what they get.
Oh yeah.
Because
there seemed to be
all it takes all it state. Yeah all it took was this new dude going, No, no, no. The old sheriff was good. Right. Robin's still bad.
Right.
I'm the new sheriff.
Yeah, I'm the new sheriff.
You know.
Which, spoiler, is...
Will Scarlet.
Will Scarlet becomes the new sheriff of Nottingham. And the way that they set it up, it could be a sequel. Or it just kind of, like we've said...
I think they wanted to set it up for a sequel.
I think that they easily could, but I'm saying that it's... You, in that moment, go, oh, it could be a prequel.
The rest of the story, they kind of set it up.
Or it's because you kind of can fill in the blank of the story.
Yeah, you can kind of move on from there. Now, I can say this with some relative assurity, just kind of having a mild understanding of how Hollywood in general works. Mm-hmm. There's not going to be a sequel.
No.
And here's why.
I'm okay with it, though.
Yeah, I'm fine with it, too. Unfortunately, for whatever reason, it's been a pretty big financial bomb for the studio. And so just knowing a little bit about how Hollywood tends to work, even if they have a sequel written, the chances of it getting made when they've already lost about $70 million on the film is pretty slim, which does actually make me a little sad because I would go see a sequel to this.
I would definitely go see
the next chapter.
I know my wife would drag me to go see the...
Well, because now,
he's
got an even bigger part. He's missing half of his face, but he's got a bigger part.
He sees Marion and Rob.
Yeah, making out
in the middle and then, of the battle. And, like, dude, you got stuff to do.
Yeah. Hey, she was distracting him from the pain of her about to rip an arrow out of his chest.
I forgot about that.
Smart lady.
Okay.
Did it work?
It worked.
There we go.
That's good.
So, but my overall feeling on the movie, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it as well. It was, again, really good popcorn flick, and
I would say as far as like a rating, I'm somewhere between go see it and go rent it.
Yeah, I'd be that, like, you know what you're kind of getting into, so I would agree with that rating. That's like, hey, if you got nothing to do or like me, you want to go take your significant other to go see, you know, a movie, and great.
Yeah.
Go watch it.
Yeah, absolutely. Or if you're just a big fan of the Robin Hood story in general, or, you know, you're tired of the, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, the award season stuff that happens to show up in theaters. Because this is what my wife and I were talking about last night on the drive home was, it was this movie got stuck in between award season stuff and the typical family drivel that we're subjected to during the holiday season. And it didn't really fit.
There's a lot of big movies coming
out
right then, and it got thrown in there, unfortunately.
Yeah. And so, and again, it's just not in the same genre. This kind of over the top action film, it just doesn't play in the fall.
No.
Typically.
Yeah.
And so I think it was kind of injured due to that.
Right. I think if you would have been in the summer or something.
Frankly, I think it would have done better and made more money had they done an online licensing deal versus going to theater with it.
Yeah.
Just because of when it released. Again, it didn't really have the big guns to, you know, pun marginally intended, to be a summer blockbuster. But it was that kind of movie,
right? And I think,
you know, and there were so many big names in the theaters over the summer this year, and the ante's only getting higher. I mean,
there's gonna be the Marvel movies coming out this year.
There's already like 10 movies coming out next year that I have to see.
Right.
So it was just, you know, kind of bad timing.
Yeah. I'm happy I went and watched it.
Yeah, I didn't feel like I wasted my time. No. I enjoyed the film. So, you know, it just comes down to, it depends on what you like.
Right.
You know, if Robin Hood is something that you enjoy, I'd recommend going and seeing it. Yeah. If you're looking for a fun action movie in the late fall, go and see it.
Yeah,
You know, but if that's not exactly your cup of tea, definitely rent it. It's a Redbox, no doubt.
It's a rental at the end of the day, you know, whatever. Yeah. But yeah, if you've been wondering about it and want to just go see a fun little action flick,
go check it out.
Do it.
Try it out.
Yeah. There you go.
Try it out.
So, cool.
Cool, man. Well, it's been fun.
I'm
glad I saw it.
I'm
glad I saw you.
I saw you too.
So, until next time, he's Tucker.
He's Beard.
And we will see you. Peace.
I was trying to...